not too wet.
John Hudson is waging a war against a silent invader. After trooping through a dense and soggy wetland, he's arrived at the front line.
See back here, the plants have lost, and here the plants are kind of marching off into the meadow and taking over native habitat.
The plants he's referring to are an invading army of reed canary grass. The tall grass is common in the lower 48, but it's relatively new to coastal Alaska, and it's making its presence known.
There are a few native plants here and there, but they're not long for this world because they'll succumb to that reed canary grass.
Hudson is a biologist for the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition. A few years ago, he discovered what he calls the mega patch, a vast swath of canary grass slowly advancing across the Brotherhood Bridge meadow. Most people wouldn't notice a wetland under siege by reed canary grass. It's superficially similar to native grasses, but it can quickly transform an ecosystem.
And the worry here is that it'll expand and take over all this habitat and we'll lose a wonderful meadow that Juneau people enjoy.
The image of the Mendenhall Glacier behind a field of violet fireweed is ubiquitous in Juneau. In downtown shops, you can find it on postcards, coffee mugs, calendars. Even the Alaskan Fudge Company put it on their box. But its value isn't just aesthetic. Meadows are rare in tree-covered Southeast Alaska. That means they provide unique habitat for plants, like cow parsnip.
The parsnip is creating food for insects for birds. The birds are eaten by hawks. And so you've got this wonderful food chain supported by the native meadow plant.
But reed canary grass leaves little room for anything else. It conquers meadows and leaves them sterile. Hudson says it's like replacing a forest with a parking lot.
And so we'll lose that complex habitat that we had and all the animals that depend on it over time.
Native plants just can't compete. Hudson says the grass's resilience isn't accidental.
This plant is not playing by the normal ecological rules. It doesn't have a lot of competitors, and it's been actually modified by humans through plant breeding to be superior to other plants.
For centuries, people have used its roots for food and turned its long, coarse stems into hay. Even its leaves have been cultivated. They contain a psychoactive chemical that can be used to make ayahuasca. Road builders used to plant reed canary grass along highways to prevent erosion. Hudson thinks that's how it got to Juneau. But Hudson has found a way to fight back. He's exploiting one of the plant's strengths as a weakness. He says reed canary grass is the first plant to sprout in the spring and the last to go dormant in the fall.
And that creates a great opportunity for invasive plant managers to come in and spray the plant after all the other plants have gone dormant.
This allows Hudson to stop the spread without dousing the meadow in herbicide. Returning to a patch he sprayed last fall, Hudson finds small native chocolate lilies sprouting from the withered thatch.
They were probably living underneath that infestation at a very low level, not doing very well, and now they've been released from the bonds of the reed canary grass.
Hudson says it's a start, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
This meadow is not pristine by any means. There's not just reed canary grass out here, but creeping buttercup and some other non-native plants, so it's going to be a long time to figure out how we can heal it.
In addition to the meadow, reed canary grass has been found all over Juneau, including the Mendenhall Wetlands Game Refuge. Hudson says he'd like to eradicate the grass completely, but he's just an army of one. In Juneau, I'm Jake Steinberg.